more freshmen, a lot of young players, which last year we heard about a lot of young middle schoolers and how they were going to be really great for this program, but it's, you know, as Keita mentioned, they're very young, and this is going to be a team that's definitely going to have to go through a couple of those kinks throughout the years with a lot of this young lineup. But McLeod, again, still, despite losing a lot of seniors, they return a very nice lineup for this year, and they still have a chance to compete, especially deep in the season.
Well, let's go through the lineup cards here, how it looks today for this matchup. Jackson Heights, you know, they started 0-6, but they have rattled off four consecutive wins, sitting at 500 right now in league play. Cobra's lineup here today under head coach Journey Jones will look like this. Leading off is senior pitcher, that is Layla Cochran. Senior shortstop, Maddie Bacon, she'll bat second. Natalie Keough is the junior first baseman, she'll bat third. Brent Shoup in the cleanup spot, she is the senior center fielder. You also got a senior and catcher, Gracie Kouser, batting fifth. Jennifer Mellies, junior third baseman, she'll bat sixth. Nicole Ammon, sophomore second baseman, she'll bat seventh. Sabrina Streeter, sophomore left fielder, bats eighth. And Becca Ammon, the freshman DP, she'll bat ninth. And the flex spot defensively in right field, that'll be sophomore Josie Yeager. So again, for Jackson Heights, head coach Journey Jones, it's Cochran pitching, Bacon at short, Keough at first, Shoup in center, Kouser catching, Mellies at third, Ammon at second, Streeter the left fielder, Becca Ammon the DP with Yeager the flex, defensively in right field. For the McLeod Bulldogs under head coach John Dietrich, and again, their record 11-5, they are 6-4 in the league. Madison Turner, sophomore pitcher, will lead things off. Charles C. Coffin, senior right fielder, she'll bat second. Kenley Wolf is a sophomore center fielder, she will bat third. Batting fourth is junior first baseman Taylor Edmonds. Chloe Simpson will bat fifth. She is a freshman shortstop. Reese McMean, sophomore third baseman, she will bat sixth. Allison Hall, sophomore left fielder, bats seventh. Batting eighth is Berkeley Myers, a freshman second baseman. And rounding it out for the Bulldogs here today, Claire Forsberg, freshman catcher, in batting ninth. So again, for Coach Dietrich and the Bulldogs today, Turner pitching, Coffin in right, Wolf in center, Edmonds at first, Simpson at short, McMeans at third, Paul in left, Myers at second, Forsberg is catching here today. All right, a couple minutes here, KP, before the first pitch. Again, going back to your comment, of course, about Jackson Heights. Again, the softball program, it hasn't been around all that often, just a few years now. You know, McLeod has had the better of the Cobras in their history, at least with, you know, only being a few years. But, you know, Jackson Heights, full of good athletes. They have become much more competitive on the softball field. And like I said, they start 0-6, but they have rattled off four straight coming into today.
And a lot of that is senior leadership and having leadership that's been very experienced in this program. Today we're going to have Layla Cochran, who will be in the circle for Jackson Heights when they get to the defensive side. I've seen her since she was a freshman. She's one of the top pitchers here in this league. But, again, you're talking about a league that has a lot of pitchers, a lot of great pitchers, and a lot of great pitchers who are going to go up to that Division One, you know, Division Two level. So, you know, it's a very competitive pool, but Layla Cochran is definitely one of those competitive athletes. And, you know, she's going to have to really approve today to help her team there on the defensive side in that circle for Jackson Heights to have a big shot in this matchup. It also goes to McLeod. Again, Danny Lee, she graduated last year. She was the main pitcher. Now you go to a freshman-sophomore combo for McLeod. You know, and that's kind of where you get this difference this year is you don't have quite as much experience in McLeod's side pitching, but these girls, they've done a lot of club. You know, of course, they were very involved when they were in middle school. So both these teams, lots of experience. That's what Jackson Heights is going to have a better edge today, having a senior pitcher up there in the circle.
Well, Madison Turner, once again, inside the circle here for McLeod. She has a 4.11 ERA in 10 appearances this season. So she gets her warm-up tosses here. She'll see the top third of this Cobra lineup here with Cochran, Bacon, and Keough, and then Shoup in the cleanup spot, of course, if one of those three at the top are able to get on. Appreciate KP being alongside here today. Always fun to come out to Patterson Field, of course, here in McLeod, just rich tradition with Bulldog softball. And I tell you what, if McLeod is not upended by Rossville in the regional semis last year, you know, it could have easily been a three-peat championship, but sometimes it doesn't go your way, and Opelousas able to take advantage as they won the championship last year and are off to another really good start here in 2026. So, again, Layla Cochran set to step into the batter's box. Again, 74 degrees. KP, we can't beat the wind, man. We can't go anywhere for a broadcast without that meaty 15, 25, maybe even 30-mile-per-hour gust at times.
Yeah, I think I got an unlucky horseshoe or something with us that's carrying that bad luck with us. But, you know, I'll tell you what, again, the weather doesn't wear a jersey. It's going to be competitive here for both these teams. It's going to be blowing really heavy out to that left field. So, again, fence is 200. here in softball. So, yeah, we'll see what Jack Knights can do as they can stop the order player Cochran.
Yep, Layla Cochran about to step in left side of the batter's box. You mentioned the dimensions of the ball field here in McLeod. 200 down the left field line, 200 to straightaway center, 200 down the right field line, and Turner's first pitch is grounded to the shortstop and Simpson. It goes between the legs and out into the gap in left center. So a leadoff base runner, aggressive. Layla Cochran, first pitch swinging, finds her way at first base with nobody out.
And that's something that Jackson Heights really couldn't do last year against Kenny Lee. I mean, I think in that game they may have had one hit or one runner get on base, kind of foggy memory. But, again, that was a very tough game for Jackson Heights. And this is a year this year that they have a really good chance.
Well, the first pitch to Maddie Bacon came in a little bit inside. She had to jump out of the way. And then yeah, the catcher in Forsberg fire down to first. Back safely is Layla Cochran. So we're just getting underway. Cobras get their first base runner on here this afternoon. Bacon takes one outside. Quickly, two balls, no strikes. Now, Mitchell Turner, a 4.11 ERA, entering her 11th appearance inside the circle. Good swing by Bacon. Fouls it straight back. Two balls, one strike. The Cobras have a leadoff base runner at first. Layla Cochran, an early single. As you mentioned, Jackson Heights just a few years deep with this softball program, but trying to find their first win against McLeod. Now, this one's hit to the shortstop. They go to second for one, and to first, not in time. Good play by Simpson, kind of making up for that first batter. Gets the lead runner Cochran out at second, so you just trade spots. Bacon now at first base on the fielder's choice in the first down of the game.
What's the point here for Jackson Heights? Just to keep that contact up, even though that went right into an out. You know, big thing for Jackson Heights is, again, over the years, they really just haven't had a whole lot of contact against McLeod. So, again, to stop the order going and continue to be aggressive.
Here's Natalie Keough swinging a miss, and that is a strike. Throw down to second base. Boy, bang, bang play, and the umpire says safe for Bacon. So she gets the steal and is in a scoring position here with just one out in the inning.
Well, she runs the 100-meter dash in the 4x1 for a reason right there, showing off the track speed.
No balls, one strike here on Keough. There's a good off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. And for the first time, Turner gets ahead of the count at no balls, two strikes. So Cochran at second, or correction, beg your pardon, that's Bacon at second base. One out here in the inning, the 0-2 in the dirt, ball one.
And Keough is also a really good pitcher for Jackson Heights. I'm sure she'll maybe go into game two for Jackson Heights instead of Cochran, but, man, she's a great athlete as well.
A 1-2, just foul tips. Ricocheted off the left ankle of the home plate umpire. Stays 1-2. Brent Shoup in the on-deck circle here for Jackson Heights. Mentioning four consecutive wins for the Cobras coming in. Beat a Pleasant Ridge last time out, 8-1 and 8-7. And then before that, 22-8 and then 13-10 over Horton. Another one fouled away here down the left field line by Keough. Stays one ball, two strikes. And we saw Cochran and Bacon both be a little bit aggressive kind of early on in their ABs, and Keough fighting a couple off here down in the count. Keough Jr. playing at first base today, batting from the right side. Runner at second base, one out. Gets a good swing up the middle and past the diving Simpson at short, and the Cobras are going to get the first run of the game here in the top of the first. Coming through, Natalie Keough with an RBI single.
Jack Knights just, again, continue to stay aggressive. Now you got your cleanup here coming up in the order with a runner on first. And, again, that beautiful RBI single put down by Keough.
Now the Cobras here on the road, the early 1-0 advantage. RBI single by Keough. She is at first base, still one out. Here's Brent Shoup, one of the best athletes in the area. She's going to ground it. Boy, Simpson has been busy at short, and she can't make this play. Bobbled it a touch, and everybody's going to be safe. All four at-bats we have seen have been hit to the side of Chloe Simpson at short.
Yeah, there's just been a lot of candy hops here into that infield. And then you talk about the wind and the way that ball hits the ground, that dust flies up. That it's, you know, it's a little hard to make that play there as a shortstop. But, again, you're kind of expected to make some of those tough plays there. And, again, Jack Snipes continues to put runners on the base pass.
Still one out. Now two on. A 1-0 Cobra lead to start. And Gracie Kouser takes one inside for ball one. Senior catcher here today for Jackson Heights, looking for their fifth consecutive win. An opportunity here for a big inning. Madison Turner having to rally behind after a kind of a sluggish start here for the Bulldogs. Good pitch there. Swing and a miss. Now one ball, one strike here on Kouser.
Yeah, Kouser's a little behind there on that pitch.
And mentioning that hefty south breeze towards the left field corner, and that pitch missing just a bit inside. And now two balls, one strike here on Kouser. So So a couple of hits, an error, a stolen base, the RBI single by Keough. She's at second, Shoup at first, and now an opposite shot to left field, and that baby clears the fences. KP, an opposite shot home run. Gracie Cousert tags three on the board and still one out in the inning. Cobras lead it 4-0.
Well, I think I can say this is the first time Jackson Heights has had this much of a lead against McLeod here in a game, and that's a good start that you want to have. This team is coming off hot. They are coming off strong. Again, this is a very young McLeod team now, and this is a very experienced and vetted team here for Jackson Heights. So they know that they have a little bit of an advantage, but it's important here is they're staying aggressive. And you got, again, we mentioned that, the 17-mile-per-hour south wind, that baby just picked that up and took it right over that 200-foot fence down that left field line.
Gracie Cousert, a three-run home run to the opposite field. Five have come up to the plate here early. Four have come across the score. So the Cobras still with one out in this top of the first inning. A 4-0 advantage. And now stepping in, Jennifer Mellies takes one low and inside for ball one. Now, you mentioned it, KP. We've seen these two teams match up just a handful of times over the years. And this might be the largest, if any, lead that Jackson Heights has held against this McLeod program. Here's a little grounder, though, right back to Turner, and she's able to get it over to Edmonds to get that all-important second out. So Mellies grounds out. Two outs, bases empty. That brings up sophomore Nicole Ammon. Now defensively behind Turner inside the circle, McMeans at third, Simpson at short, Myers at second, Edmonds at first. First pitch swinging again, right to Chloe Simpson at short, and this time she makes a good play. And back-to-back ground out to the end of the inning. But two big hits. It started with an RBI single by Natalie Keough. And then Gracie Cousert, it's a three-run bomb to the opposite field. And the Cobras, through the top of the first inning, send seven to the plate. They score four. Go to the bottom of the first. It's 4-0. Jackson Heights here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. For a little history lesson here, the bank was founded in 1901 in the nearby town of Denison and moved to Holton in 1939 into its current main office on the west side of the Holton Square in 1944. Today, the bank has branches in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. It's a long history of knowing and working with a lot of great people. That's Denison State Bank, year 125, member FDIC.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball continues here today. We got Crennan Prophet, Prashay Bobby in studio, Brandy Tedman with you. We go to the bottom of the first here in McLeod, and KP Bulldogs got a little work to do. Four runs in that top of the first inning for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, incredible three-run shot by Gracie Cousert. You mentioned the senior leader right here. She's behind the plate catching. I mentioned the other senior leader. You got Layla Cochran in the circle. And that's what it's going to be about in today's matchup here for Jackson Heights. Their experience, their senior leadership. Going to pull through here and get one of their first wins here against McLeod.
Here's Madison Turner to lead it off for McLeod. Showed bunt, pulled back, pitches up and away for ball one. Charles C. Coffin, Kinley Wolf also two up for the Bulldogs here. Bottom of the first inning, Layla Cochran inside the circle for Jackson Heights. Next pitch popped up, and to the fans behind us to our left out of play for strike number one. Now you mentioned the three-run shot by Cousert cap off that four-run top of the first inning for the Cobras. First opportunity here for the Bulldogs in the white uniform home tops. Next pitch a little bit low, ball two.
Yeah, Turner was approaching the slap hit approach, moving up in that box.
Addison Turner, the sophomore, a 564 average in that leadoff spot currently coming into today's action. 2-1, that one low, ball three. So three balls, one strike here on Madison Turner. Mentioned Coffin and Wolf also two up in the inning. And then potentially Taylor Edmonds in the cleanup spot here this afternoon for the Bulldogs. The Cobras out to a 4-0 lead, and there's that slap shot right up the middle and a base hit. Good way to start for the Bulldogs and trying to put a rally together here on the home first.
Yeah, we have a really good slap here. You put them in the top of your order, sophomore Madison Turner. I mean, she's batting a nice hefty 564 this year, recording her 32nd hit, getting it easily done, getting herself on base. And again, you know, defensively, she's the pitcher, helping her own self here get some run support.
Now here's Coffin, the senior right fielder. 479 batting average coming in. Puts a bunt down, but it's foul. And having to go back is Turner. Very good speed with Turner on the base pass for sure. A Coffin. Again, one of the few, if actually the real true senior leader for this Bulldog softball team this year. Now she puts a really good bunt down, fielded by Keough at first, and covering is the second baseman in Ammon, so they get the out. That's fine both ways. You get Turner into scoring position, and Coffin is the first casualty of inning number one.
Keough did a nice job there, recognizing that bunt coming up for it, and then also, you know, you look at it, Ammon did a nice job shifting herself onto that first base bag to help complete that play.
So Coffin taking one for the team, getting Turner into scoring position with one out. Here's Kenley Wolf. And Wolf batting 370. Bats from the left side. First pitch. Little grounder. Right back to Cochran inside the circle. Makes the play to first. And gets that runner Turner to third base. But Cobras get back-to-back grounders. And now it's down to Taylor Edmonds, the lone junior on this roster. Try to get that runner in from third.
Yeah, Jackson, I'd say they have actually been seeing these bunt attempts here. You can see the infield. They've been approaching in, but now with two outs, you're going to have to get a hit here if you want that runner to come in.
Edmonds coming in, 278 average. Team leading, or I should say, third on the team with 12 RBIs. Takes one outside the zone for ball one. You got Turner at third, two outs here in the bottom of the first. Cobras leading 4-0. Oh, great pitch. Swung on a miss there. Evens the count, one ball, one strike. Had a little bit of movement and just tailed away on the outer edge of the plate. Here is a 1-1 to Edmonds. Off speed in the dirt. Good job there by Kalser to keep it in front. Two balls, one strike. Now McLeod last year sweeping the Cobras in the doubleheader 4-0 and 9-4. But the Cobras here have a 4-0 lead, and there's a good swing and a miss to make it two balls and two strikes. Another really good off-speed pitch. Edmonds out in front. So Layla Cochran trying to put a goose egg on the board for the Bulldogs here in the bottom of the first. The 2-2. Oh, swing and miss. Got it with the heavy off-speed. Edmonds fooled on that one, and that retires the side. So the Bulldogs leave a runner stranded at third base, and we go to the second inning here on KNCA. Jackson Heights leading it 4-0.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here today on KNZA. Appreciate it very much hanging with us. KPBT, Bobby in studio. We go to the second inning here in McLeod. Bulldogs trailing Jackson Heights 4-0. Addison Turner back inside the circle. 8-9-1 due up for Jackson Heights. And Sabrina Streeter swinging a miss at the first offering here in the second inning is a go.
Yeah, Turner's got you have a bounce back inning here. She's got to be aggressive there in the circle and a few pitches here to the plate.
Becca Ammon, Layla Cochran also due up this inning. Good swing, ground ball. Simpson very busy once again over there at short and can't get it to first in time, beating it out with straight speed. Sabrina Streeter running up the street to first base, and another leadoff man on here for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, that's one thing about Jackson Heights. They have a lot of speed on their team. They know how to utilize it.
Here's number 9 in the order, freshman DP. This is Becca Ammon. And mentioning Josie Yeager in the flex, not in the hitting lineup, but the flex defensively out in right field today for Jackson Heights. First pitch, right on the outer edge, called strike, and it's 0-1. The Streeter at first base to begin the top of the second. Cobra is looking to add to a 4-0 lead. Next pitch by Turner, runs up inside, missing, 1-1. Jackson Heights looking for that first win all time against McLeod. Bulldogs 11 wins, 5 losses coming in. They've played 6 more games than Jackson Heights to this point in the season. Another one missing off the plate, then a throw down to first. And Streeter back to first safely. Hitters count 2-1 on the freshman, Becca Ammon. Here's the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. 2-2. A 4-0 lead here for Jackson Heights. Gracie Kausert, the big hit so far. Back in that 4-run first, a 3-run home run. There's a swing and a miss and a strikeout. Now a throw down to second is maybe in time. No, just safe. Maybe Streeter came off the bag a touch. Did not. But a swing and a miss. Strikeout. So down goes Ammon and the first out of the inning. But Streeter into scoring position for Layla Cochran.
Yeah, then you go right back up to the top of the order for Jackson Heights. Only one out, back to the top of the order. Here's a chance to continue to pile on some runs.
First strikeout of the day for Madison Turner. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball to the right side. It finds the hole, a base hit past Myers. Rounding third, and coming in to score is Streeter. So coming through, Layla Cochran, a 2-for-2 afternoon to start her first RBI of the day. And the lead extends to 5-0 Jackson Heights.
Using my senior leadership at the top of the order again, now reaching back-to-back times, getting her teammate Streeter in.
So Cochran at first. First pitch swinging here for Maddie Bacon. Fouls it straight back, so it's 0-1. Reached on a fielder's choice and came around to score the first run of the afternoon on that single by Natalie Keough, who is in the on-deck circle. Next pitch, good location, and watching it go by for a strike is Bacon. So now the count, no balls, 2 strikes. Cochran at first base, 1 out in the inning. 5-0 now Jackson Heights here in the away second. Off speed, grounder, third base side, fielded by McMean. She'll play it to first in time for the out. Smart play there by McMean. Really had no shot to get Cochran at second base. So that is a key second out in the inning, and it's up to Natalie Keough, as we just mentioned, an RBI single in the first.
And McMean's had a little bobble there, but she was able to get a good grasp on the ball and then get it there the first. That's a big thing right now for the infield. Is just, again, limit those mistakes, get better grip on that ball, and be more informed that throw to first.
Here's Cochran at second base with Keough in the batter's box. First pitch swinging, hits it high in the air down the right field line, just barely foul. Nearly getting there was Coffin. But it's a long strike, and it's 0-1. So Layla Cochran at second base, providing the RBI single in this top of the second. Cobra's 4 in the first, now 1 here in the second. So a 5-0 start here for Jackson Heights on the road. Ground ball, might be foul, it is. Kind of ricocheted off Keough's foot and in play, but it's going to be no balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs in the inning. Cobra's in the green away uniforms. Bold Cobras in gold letters across the front, trimmed in white. An 0-2 pitch off speed, barely missed, low and away. Good eye there by Keough, now 1-2.
Yeah, that's great play discipline to not take that swing, especially in a protected 0-2 count.
Layla Cochran, the runner at second base. 1-2, 2 outs. Here in the top of the second. Now another roller out to Simpson at short. Fields it cleanly this time, gets it over to Edmonds. Good pace there to retire the side, but another run added by Jackson Heights. They get an RBI single by Layla Cochran. Go to the home second here in McLeod. Cobras leading it 5-0.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans backed by the team J.D. Power, ranked number 1 in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years.
Call your local Shelter agents, Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got Bobby. We got Crendon, I think. That's your name, right, Crendon?
Yeah.
Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman with you. We got some high school softball here today. Great start. Jackson Heights here on the road at McLouth. McLouth coming up here in the home second inning. Starting things off, Chloe Simpson, the freshman shortstop. But KP the Cobra is going to 5-0 advantage.
Yeah, they're hitting.
That's it? They're just hitting? Good pitch. Good pitch by Layla Cochran to Simpson. It's a called strike. Bottom of the second inning is underway. A lot of downtime, you know, between pitches, between innings. Got to find some ways to entertain ourselves. There's a fastball, a little rise ball action. Barely foul tip there by Simpson, but it's going to be a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. So Simpson, one of these top-notch freshman that this Bulldogs team has. She's batting in the five spot here today, but an off-speed pitch by Cochran is swung on and missed, and going back to the end of the first. That's back-to-back strikeouts now. Give Cochran two here in today's game. That'll bring up Reese McMeans, the sophomore third baseman. McMeans, 340 on the batting average, 17 hits. She has six RBIs, and this one is lined down the left field way, and it is in fair territory. Extra bases here for Reese McMeans. It's a stand-up double. First extra base hit for the home team Bulldogs, and they got a little something brewing here in the home second inning with McMeans at second base and one out in the inning.
Yeah, I mentioned Jackson Heights has been hitting. Right now it's McLeod. It's their turn to try to get something going here. They have not been through their entire order yet. They're in the bottom half. Their opportunity to shine.
McMeans, that is her sixth double of the season. She's at second base, and the first pitch here to Allison Hall, the sophomore left fielder, a little bit high for ball number one. So Cochran again, just kind of like the first inning, just having to work around a little bit of a pickle. There's a good pitch, swing and a miss, and Hall evened up at one ball, one strike. So you got McMeans at second base, one out in the inning. Cobras here in the home second, leading McLeod 5-0. Cochran's next pitch, low and inside. And now two balls, one strike here on Allison Hall, who has a 292 average, 10 runs scored, 7 hits, and 10 RBIs. Bulldogs just trying to scratch across that first run today as Cochran finds another one low and inside to make it three balls, one strike with Berkeley Myers, another freshman in the on-deck circle. I guess he breezes out towards the left field corner. Good off-speed pitch right down the middle, called strike, and the count full here on the sophomore left fielder, Allison Hall.
One important thing right now, McLeod situational hitting 0-for-2 in this game with runners in scoring position. Jackson Heights already 3-of-4. This is a key moment here for Hall.
And just fouling it away, went with that off-speed pitch, kind of tailed away, got Edmonds with that pitch in the first inning on a swing and a miss, but Hall able to get a piece, staying alive, three balls, two strikes. McMeans at second, one out here in the bottom of the second. Cobras leading it 5-0. Here's Cochran's swing through and just a bit high, ball four. Good at bat for the sophomore Allison Hall. So two on and one out for Berkeley Myers.
I mentioned one thing about Jackson Heights, they're hitting, but it's also been their plate discipline. McLeod, though, so far through this inning, I mean, he obviously had the out that begun, but McMeans, the double, and then the great discipline there by Hall to draw that walk. This is something that thought they could start getting something brewing here.
And the first pitch swinging, Berkeley Myers pops it into the air, left side of the infield, and Bacon makes the catch. And that is a big second out, both runners hold.
Yeah, those are your favorite kind of pop-outs there is ones that just go in the infield, runners can't advance. That's definitely something that the defense really needed there.
So Myers pops out to shorts, and it's up to number 9 in the order, another freshman. This is catcher Claire Forsberg, another lefty in the McLeod lineup. So you got McMeans at second, Hall at first, two outs. 5-0 Jackson Heights trying to go back-to-back goose eggs for the Bulldogs offense. First pitch swinging, and Forsberg fouls it away. Right back into the netting. No balls, one strike. Forsberg, 270, making her 51st plate appearance on this season, and slicing another one foul about the same spot. And quickly she falls behind at 0-2. So Cochran has an opportunity to kind of go into the bag of tricks with the 0-2 count.
Yeah, absolutely. Your senior taking on a freshman in the bottom of the order on an 0-2. I mean, you really can do a lot here to try to manipulate and get this ball around him.
See what Cochran does. Comes with an off-speed pitch. Just missed time at 22. So it took a little off. Didn't bring the cheese that time. But still has some opportunities here with the count at 1-2. Bulldogs trying to get on the board. They trail 5-0 here in the second. Here's the pitch. That one is in there. Kind of a late call by the umpire. It's a called strike three, and that's going to end the inning. There's kind of hesitation on both sides before we realized what the call was, but Forsberg down on a pitch on the outer edge of the plate and make it three strikeouts here today for Layla Cochran, and the Cobras put up another goose egg for the Bulldogs offense. We go to the third inning here in McLeod. Jackson Heights leading it 5-0.
Struggling with chronic pain, Holton Community Hospital is collaborating with Holistic Pain Management to bring expert non-opioid pain care to you. From arthritis and back pain to migraines and nerve pain, we provide advanced treatments to help you get back to what you love, pain-free. You don't have to travel far for relief. Get expert care close to home. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Pain is real, but so is hope.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in McLeod, Bulldogs and Jackson Heights. A little softball for you here on a Monday afternoon, mid-70s. Nice breeze out of the south. Jackson Heights here on the road as we go to the top of the third inning, KP. 5-0, they lead the Bulldogs. And right now leading things off, Brent Shoup reached on an error and scored in the first. Takes that first pitch outside for ball one. Here we go, inning number three. Addison Turner trying to settle it down. Next pitch fouled away. Just a little dribbler down the right field line. And one ball, one strike now on Shoup.
Mentioned it a couple of times. Right now it's about plate discipline. It's about situational hitting. Right now Jackson is 2-for-4 with runners in scoring position. McLeod 0-for-4 right now. It's just about being in those big moments, coming away with a piece of some runs.
On a pitch that was high, lifted out to right field and letting it drop was Coffin. Couldn't get there in time. So a little bloop single by Brent Shoup. To a bat, she has reached twice. And three straight innings, KP. Cobras get the leadoff man on.
Yeah, that's what's been important. They have been very aggressive. All have been within singles. So, again, this is a team that is just is soaring here in this matchup against McLeod.
Well, speaking of soaring, here's Gracie Kousert, who had the big hit with a three-run homer, and she gets one past the left fielder in Hall, and extra base is on the way. Bryn Shoup rounds third, and she casually struts home. It's an extra base hit for Kousert. Give her now four RBIs in today's game. And the run continues now 6-0 Cobras.
Yeah, two hits, four RBIs on the game. Just incredible show of senior leadership. Also, Brent Shoup, a burst of speed, the sprinter and long jumper from Jackson Heights, being able to, again, use that speed to get around those base paths and get the Cobras up 6-0.
Jackson Heights being ultra-aggressive here in the early innings. As stepping in, Jennifer Melly fouling one straight back. We grounded out to the pitcher in her first at-bat. 0-for-1 today, but now you got Kousert at second base. Still nobody out in the inning. Cobras just slowly building the lead now, 6-0, and looking for more. Turner's next pitch a little bit high, and it's now one ball, one strike here on Melly's. Melly's a junior playing third base, of course, key part of the basketball team. Quite a few basketball players here on the Jackson Heights roster. Good swing there. Fouling it back is Melly. Now down in the count at 1-2.
I think that's another thing that, you know, helps Jackson Heights. A lot of these are four-sport athletes. I mean, they play sports all year long. Some of them, even here again, they're dual-sporting track and softball. And, again, when you have athletes like that, it really helps you.
And the 1-2 is a swing and a miss, but it popped out of the glove of Forsberg, has to chuck it down to Edmonds at first to secure the out, and is able to do so. But in the process, Kautzer goes second to third. But Turner gets that all-important first out. That'll bring up Nicole Ammon.
And Turner's just going to continue to, again, find confidence in this game and get stronger as this game goes on.
Kautzer at third base, still only one out in the inning. Ammon an opportunity, even an out, could still produce a run here. First pitch called strike, 0-1. Ammon ended that first inning with a ground out to Simpson at short. Another good pitch, swing and a miss. Quickly, Nicole Ammon. Down in the count at 0-2, Kautzer at third. Talk about multi-sport athletes. Boy, Ammon was got a nice bright future, it appears, in basketball for sure. She was a nice player as a sophomore for Coach Massey this last winter. And that's a called strike three. Three pitches, and down goes Ammon.
Yeah, it's not often an athlete I heard that's that tall. But, again, fortunately, going down in the count, got that fastball right down the middle. But here's a chance for Streeter. Bomb the order. Last time up, she had a single.
Three strikeouts now for Turner, so it's up to Streeter, who had a single and a run scored in the last inning. And first pitch missing inside for ball one. And the Cobras have scored in all three innings to this point. Their lead is 6-0. That pitch low and away, but a swing and a miss by the sophomore Streeter, and it's one ball, one strike. Now Jackson Heights, four consecutive wins coming in. I mentioned earlier, McLeod, they've played six more games to this point in the season. Van Jackson Heights says another good swing by Streeter, fouls it away, but now in protection mode, it's 1-2.
Oh, people like to use that word, Uncle Mo, momentum. I think Jackson Heights, they're rolling off the momentum wave. I think that's really helping them here in this matchup.
Next pitch, a little bit low and inside. Good eye there by Streeter. And 2-2 the count. The inning started with a single by Shoup. Came around to score on the next at bat by Kautzer with the double. And now that one's low and away. Gets to the backstop, and Kautzer comes diving in at home, and she'll be safe. So I think we got the swinging strikeout, but the out wasn't secured as it got away from the catcher in Forsberg. So the inning continues. Another run added. Now 7-0 Jackson Heights, and that'll bring up Becca Ammon.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because, again, I mean, that could have ended the inning right there, but Forsberg just wasn't able to close down on that pitch that just got a little under. But great recognition by Kautzer being able to take off and get that run scored for the Cobras.
It is three consecutive strikeouts for Turner, but that last one not secure. So Ammon now steps in with two outs in the inning, swing and a miss at the first offering. She struck out in her first at bat today. But now it's 7-0 Jackson Heights. Two more here in the third. Bulldogs continue to put themselves in a little bit of a deeper hole. Good swing a little late, though. Becca Ammon's going to foul this one over the fence down the right field line. Actually kicked back into play. Third consecutive batter here for Jackson Heights, where they have fallen behind in the count. We've seen, again, three consecutive strikeouts, so we could potentially see that rare four-strikeout inning, and there it is. So you get the last strikeout that wasn't secured, which gave a free runner, so that's an impressive inning for Madison Turner, despite giving up a couple of runs. It is four consecutive strikeouts to end it, but either way, we go to the bottom of the third here in McLeod. Bulldogs got work to do as they trail Jackson Heights 7-0 on KNZA.
At Union State Bank, we're rooted in tradition but always looking forward. We're grateful for the local customers who've been the foundation of our business for decades, and we're continually focused on delivering the latest innovations. Each of our eight branches has its own distinct history while enjoying the advances we share as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Come visit us soon, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Angie with Brown Acheson Electric. Did you know that as a member of Brown Acheson, you are also an owner? Any profits made by the cooperative are eventually returned. These capital credits are part of the cooperative advantage enjoyed by our members. Brown Acheson Electric is member-owned and member-driven. We exist to serve you safely, reliably, and affordably. You can help us be even more affordable and maybe even win a bill credit. Please contact our office and be a part of the Visa Peak program this summer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball continuing today. Appreciate Bobby. We got Crendon, Brandon all with you. It's a gorgeous afternoon, man. Mid-70s here in McLeod today. I mean, we complain about the breeze and the wind all the time, but could be a lot worse. You know, we had some severe weather roll in, of course, before the weekend, and now we're getting a few nice days here to begin this week. And speaking of a good way to begin the week, Jackson Heights here on the softball field, a 7-0 lead here at McLeod as we go to the bottom of the third. Madison Turner leading it off to the Bulldogs, and a foul off here to make it 0-1.
Yeah, and they're still producing, and they produced two runs in that in the top of the third, despite going 0-3 to run the scoring position there in that top inning. So, again, still finding some production room there.
Well, Turner goes opposite way with the slap shot. She drops in her second single today. Again, the team leader in batting average, Madison Turner. Second at bat, second time reaching. The Bulldogs got work to do. They want to keep the line moving. Here's Charles C. Coffin, the senior right fielder.
Yeah, 33 hits now in the year for Turner. Hopefully looking to turn the page here for McLeod and this bottom of the third inning, trying to get something going.
Four runs in the first for Jackson Heights. Tallied one in the second, two more in the third. Bulldogs, no runs, two hits to this point. Now three hits, beg your pardon. Ooh, and trying to throw it down to first was Kausert, the catcher, and that right side batter's box is where Coffin was standing, and fortunate, I think that ball just hit the bat. That could have been a lot worse. That is something you don't see, but Coffin's okay back in that left side. Here's the next offering. Low and away.
I've already seen the strategy once earlier in this game where McLeod, they like to get this slap hit and try to progress those base runners. So right now they're trying to get Turner to get the second.
Here's the 1-1 by Cochran. A little slap shot, a little high popper up against the fence. Nearly a great play by Mellies, banging up against the fence, reaching up for it, but couldn't convert it. So it's just an entertaining foul ball, and it's 1-2. A Turner at first base to begin the bottom of the third inning. McLeod again, got work to do, down 7-0 to Jackson Heights. Here's the 1-2 by Coffin, and it's hit right back up the middle. Little slow roller, and no play either way. It was fielded by Bacon. It's short, literally basically behind the pitcher's circle and in front of second. By the time she secured it, everybody was safe, and that's an infield hit for Coffin.
That was almost an incredible play by the pitcher, Cochran. The ball bounced right off her wrist to the glove, so she almost made that quick bang-bang play. But, again, unfortunately, the ricochet off of her glove right there. But great speed there from the base runners.
There's Kinley Wolf, and the first pitch by Layla Cochran, missing a touch outside for ball one. So two on, nobody out here for McLeod in the bottom of the third. Trailing Jackson Heights here, 7-0. Best opportunity, at least to this point, for the Bulldogs to get on the board. It's Cochran's next pitch missing away, and it's 2-0. Got a ways to go in this game, but I feel like this is an important 2-0 pitch.
Very.
Two on, nobody out. Bulldogs trying to rally, and this one's lifted out towards center field. Backing up is Shoup, and that one clears it. It's gone. Did I say that was an important pitch, good sir?
You caught it, brother.
Well, the important pitch goes the way of a 3-run home run by Kinley Wolf, and the Bulldogs creeping back into it. It's now a 7-3 game.
Well, there's no wind aid on that one. That was a straight shot right down center field from Wolf, and that really puts McLeod right back where they needed to be in this game. The 3-run shot puts it within 4 runs. I think that's the confidence that McLeod really needed. Again, they started this game off a little rough on that infield defensively, and then hitting-wise a little undisciplined, but now you're starting to see that McLeod team you've seen dominate this league over the past couple of years. A lot of youth in this lineup, but it's culture, and you're really starting to see it pull through here in the middle of this game. But now Jackson Heights
have to reel themselves back in. It's still a no-out inning. McLeod can still do more damage.
7-3. We've seen each team hit a three-run homer in this game. Cobra still leading by 4. Give Wolf now 20 RBIs on the season. And now I'm not sure if that ball just slipped out of Cochran's hand. Kind of rolled it from the pitcher's circle, but it's going to be ball one. But Taylor Edmonds, another very dangerous hitter here. His Bulldogs looking to rally, and this one is hit on a frozen rope out to center. It's going to one-hop the fence. Hit it so hard, and it got out there so quick, it's going to be one of the longest singles you've ever seen. So Edmonds continuing to keep the line moving. She's at first base with her first hit this afternoon.
Yeah, it's 4 straight hits now for McLeod, so it's pretty safe to say that they're rocking and rolling. Now Jackson Heights, they're trying to get themselves back on track as the infield will meet.
Players only inside the circle meeting. So finally, McLeod able to bust through here in the home third, down 7-0 entering this frame. Now the first 4 batters have reached, and the highlight just a moment ago, Kenley Wolf, a 3-run home run to straightaway center field, knifing through the teeth of that wind, as KP mentioned a moment ago. And then after that 3-run shot, Edmonds, a sharp single to center. And she's at first base after the meeting. Chloe Simpson stepping in. She'll hit a hot shot off the shortstop in Bacon. Ricochets out into shallow left field, and everybody's safe. It's another sharp hit. And Simpson, the freshman, her first hit today. That has 3 consecutive really hard-hit balls by this middle part of the McLeod lineup here.
Yeah, again, it's all about confidence, and it's about building momentum. Right now, McLeod, they are just rolling.
Here is the first pitch. This is to Reese McMeans, and she lifts it to shallow center, and it drops in for a hit. Everybody moves up, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. So Allison Hall is going to step up, representing the tying run here in the third.
Yeah, and just like that, McLeod, they have really put themselves back this game. Coming up to the inning, they were 0-for-4 runners in the scoring position. They're already 2-for-2. This is a pretty big at bat here for Allison Hall, but even, you know, if she gets the out here or a double play maybe occurs, there's still no outs in this inning. So much damage can still happen here.
Cochran's first pitch is a swing and a miss. Good cut there by Hall. That came up breezy. So the bases are loaded, nobody out. 3 runs have already scored. It's a 7-3 Jackson Heights lead. Momentum shifting, though, to the home team Bulldogs. Here's the 0-1 by Cochran. A little bit low and inside. Now a throw down to first. Tag applied. No, not in time. Boy, nearly got the first out of the inning. Nearly picked off McMeans. Great play by Kalser. But just getting back in time with the count now. 1-1 here on the sophomore, Allison Hall. Here's the pitch. Called strike, and it's 1-2. So Hall's got to protect. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Grand Slam would tie the game. It is a 7-3 Cobra lead. Hall did reach via the walk in her first at bat. Here is the pitch, and it's a late swing and miss and a huge strikeout for out number 1. And Cochran now has 4 strikeouts here today.
Now, I just remember before this game, I kind of noted to you, Brandon, that this year McLeod has had no home runs. That was their first home run of the season. They're kind of missing some of those power ABs from their senior leaders from last year, but that one. This might get this team really rolling here.
First pitch to Berkeley Myers is in there for a called strike. So now 1 out. Base is still loaded. Got Edmonds at third, Simpson at second, McMeans at first. A 7-3 Cobra advantage here in the bottom of the third inning. But McLeod chipping away. Cochran's next pitch a little up and out. And 1-1. Myers, a freshman, popped out to short. And her first at bat here today. But has a big RBI chance here. Trying to creep McLeod back into it a little more. Cochran's next pitch, low and inside. Another throw down to first. And again, back in safely, that is Myers. So twice now, that Kalser trying to pick off McMeans at first, and 0-for-2 in that regard. The count on Myers, 2-1. Entered today with a batting average of .220. Base is loaded. Here's the pitch, and it's hit out to the gap in right center field, and that baby's trouble. It drops in for extra bases. It's going to provide 2, depending on a play at the plate. It's not in time. Everybody's up another touch, and that is a 2-run double to make it 7-5. So the freshman, Berkeley Myers, with a 2-run double, and from down 7-0 to down 7-5, and the blink of an eye.
Yeah, you know, this could be a game that could go really either way. Two teams that bring a lot of confidence. Like I mentioned, the Jack Knights has experience, but again, you talk about a McLeod team that brings a lot of culture, and you know, they found something going here in this inning. Came in 0-for-4 their own scoring position. In this inning alone, they're 3-for-4. So right now, the plate discipline has been incredible. But again, this team, they are very strong here, and there's only one out so far, so they can still, again, with the runner, the tying run on second, and the potential go-ahead here at home plate.
Here's Forsberg, and she hacks away at the first pitch, fouls it away, 0-1. Strikeout victim in her first at-bat, so still only one out, as you mentioned. McLeod officially batting around in this inning. First five that came up have all come around to score. Got McMeans at third, Myers the runner at second. But the big thing, still only one out. Here's the pitch, and that one is hit out into left field for a base hit on a line drive variety. Run is in. The throw home is cut off. Going to second is Forsberg. It's going to be an RBI single, and it's a one-run game as McMeans scores with ease and Myers stops at third. 7-6, just like that.
Yeah, it's really totally a blink of an eye, and again, this is a McLeod team that you kind of expected coming in here into this matchup. They started to build some momentum, and now they can really continue to ride out this wave during this third inning. They already put up 6 runs, building up that momentum of 6 straight hits.
And now Turner slaps it out to center field, and it caroms into the gap. And how about this? McLeod has taken the lead on a 2-run extra base hit. The bats have spoken and awoken. Is awoken a word?
Well, I'm not sure, but whatever it is, McLeod, they have,
wow, what an inning.
Waking up here in this inning. 8 runs, they had the 6 straight hits to begin it, and they continue the trend. They've had 9 hits in this inning.
Still only one out, KP. The bases right now occupied, just one with Turner at second. Charles C. Coffin, excuse me, taking a first pitch, ball number one. Cochran just trying to get that second out. Here's the pitch. And missing upstairs, 2 balls, no strikes.
5-for-6, runners in scoring position in this inning alone. Man, McLeod,
they were 0-for-4
coming into this inning.
In that category.
That's what's great to have that stat and keep that in mind because, again, you know, it's like any inning, you know, one gets going, everybody else can really find that awareness.
Wow, and just off the end of the bat. Now a throw to third is going to be in time. They're going to get the lead run in Turner. So the swing by Coffin, and I mean, she just dropped it in front of the home plate. And getting up with Kouser to pick it up, realizing she wasn't going to have an option at first base, and then caught Turner, rounding third just enough to get Turner out at third.
I think that's a huge
big second out. So you got Coffin at first now with 2 down, but the Bulldogs, again, have scored 8 in the inning and lead at 8-7. First pitch high, now a throw down to Keogh at first again, popped out of her glove, and Coffin back in safely. So 2 outs, runner at first. Wolf is at the dish. You remember what she did the last time she came up? 3-run homer.
Kablam.
Now he gets another meeting inside the circle. Yeah, both pitchers have struggled a little bit here today. 15 combined runs. 8-7 McLeod in a heck of a rally, by the way. Down 7-0 coming into this inning. It felt like Cochran was just kind of cruising along and just wanted to keep it at arm's length. And 12 batters have now come up to the plate here for McLeod. And again, 8 of the first 9 have all come around to score.
Yeah, right now Jackson Heights, again, it's just a reset mentality. You have to still, you know, reel yourself back. Okay, we've scored in every single inning this game. Our offense just has to continue to provide, continue to be consistent. And on the defensive side here, you know, this is just one spurt of an inning. You want to shift your mindset in the next and go, okay, we're going to hold them to goose eggs the rest of this game. But, again, these are two teams that are battling hard here in the inning kill.
All right, after the meeting, Wolf back in the circle. She hit a 3-run homer in her last at-bat. She takes the 1-0 outside to make it 2-0. This inning has been going for a hot minute. Cobras led 7-0 coming into it, but 8 runs have crossed. And now this one is hit a mile high left side of the infield, dragging it out into the grass on the edge of the dirt, and it's going to fall in for a hit. So everything going the way. And again, that's a really tough play for Bacon at short with the wind blowing in the direction that it's blowing. And that high popper, which probably should have been a routine infield fly, results into a shallow left field shot to keep the inning alive. You got Coffin at second, Wolf at first, two outs in the inning, and now Edmund gets another crack. Good pitch on the inside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Single and a run scored. First time around this inning for Edmund. Today officially 1-for-2. The Bulldogs have rallied from down 7. They lead 8-7, still batting. Next pitch by Cochran outside, and it's 1-1. The 13th batter to come up in this inning for the Bulldogs. Here's a 1-1, low and inside. Now another throw. Keough can't apply the tag. Now across the diamond it goes, and everybody is safe. You got Coffin to third, and still at first base is Wolf. Well, the count right now 2-1 on Taylor Edmunds. Mentioned one hit today, but 278 was her average coming in. Fouls it straight back here. 2-2. Pitch kind of tailing away on the outer edge. Just caught the end part of the bat. Now, if you're Jackson Heights, just goodness, can we get the final out?
Absolutely.
That's all they're thinking right now.
Anyway, you can. Ground out, pop out, strike out.
A chance to still add with two down. They're at the corners. Here's the pitch and another foul off. Good fight by Edmunds. About the same location as that last pitch and about the same result. So it stays 2-2. As McLeod has rallied from down 7. 8-7 they lead. Still batting here in the third. This time Edmunds checked. Here she checked it up, and the count's going to run full at 3-2.
She actually saw that pitch her first time up to that when she struck, yeah, which she reached for. So Edmunds doing a nice job.
Big pitch by Cochran here, and it's low, ball 4. And the inning continues again for Chloe Simpson.
And you reload the bases.
Wolf to second, Edmunds at first. You still got Coffin at third. And here is Chloe Simpson, who in her first at-bat this inning singled and scored. And now she lifts this one up and out of play behind us and onto the press box behind us to make it 0-1. Now this feels kind of like a game-changing at-bat because if you're Jackson Heights, yeah, you've lost a big lead, but if you can go into the fourth down just one, you're fine. But a chance to blow it open here just a touch with the bases loaded with two outs. Another good swing by Simpson. She fouls it away. But Simpson now is going to have to really fight it here down 0-2, which gives Cochran a bunch of options here inside the circle. Coffin at third, Wolf at second, Edmunds at first. Here's the pitch. It's a swing and a miss, and that'll do it. It wraps up the inning. Simpson down via the strikeout. But 14 batters come up to the plate for McLeod in the bottom of the third, and they go from down 7-0 to leading now 8-7. We go to the fourth. Up next here on KNZA.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Sunica, we service what we sell.
At last, it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who were raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball continues today. KPBT, Bobby, we appreciate it very much in a studio. Well, KP, through 2.5 innings, Jackson Heights, they were kind of in cruise control, set it at 60 and not worry about much after that. But the Bulldogs in that bottom of the third inning, 10 hits, 8 runs, and the Bulldogs now lead it 8-7 as we go to the fourth.
Yeah, 6-3 with runners in scoring position. Of course, also their first home run shot of the year going from Kinley Wolf. Again, this is a McLeod team that has really started to find some momentum, potentially put up one of their best innings of the year right there.
And the first pitch by Madison Turner was a little bit inside. Had to get clarification there. Thought it was a strike, but good eye for Layla Cochran, who leads things off. Top of the order here for Jackson Heights. Their first time trailing here today. Now this is hit high in the air down the left field line. That ball is caught by the left fielder in Hall, who makes a really nice play right on the line for out number one.
And that's a little happy jump there at the end. You know, power jump. She's excited. So I think that's a nice defensive play that kind of continues to roll that offense momentum here for McLeod. So for Jackson Heights, again, you got to have to start getting something going.
Well, Madison Turner, that's just great because the first three innings, Jackson Heights able to get their leadoff net on, and that ends that streak here in the fourth with that nice catch and shallow left down the line by Hall. So a foul off here by Maddie Bacon. No balls, one strike, one out, bases empty. Top of the fourth inning, Bulldogs with an 8-7 advantage. So quickly it's turned into a fun game, no doubt about it. Next pitch, missing outside with the fastball. And Maddie Bacon here, one ball, one strike. Run scored, reached on a fielder's choice in the first. She also has a ground out to third. Next pitch. It was over, but a little bit upstairs. Two balls, one strike. Keo in the on-deck circle. Again, Jackson Heights trailing for the first time here today. Next pitch. Another good swing. Foul straight back. Two balls, two strikes. So Cochran flies out to left to begin this inning. And Bacon battling here at two balls, two strikes here with Madison Turner. Away when your pitcher's probably struggling a little bit, maybe like Turner in the early innings, and then your offense picks it up, gathers a lead back. You don't think that gives you a little extra juice inside the circle?
Absolutely does, especially when you're a young pitcher here like Turner. I feel like, you know, that momentum really kind of affects her a little more, and I think getting that offensive support is playing into her ability right now here on the defensive side.
Another 2-2 pitch to Bacon. It curls in there, but again, just a little bit high. Turner's facial expressions on a couple of these balls leads me to believe she is questioned a couple, but now a 3-2 to Bacon, and a swing and a miss and a strikeout. So after all that, she does ultimately get the out, and two up, two down here in the top of the fourth.
Something tells me she would be using the challenging system quite a lot.
That's a 7 strikeouts, though, today for Turner. Remember, she had 4 recorded strikeouts in the last inning. The third one, of course, got away from the catcher, which allowed the inning to continue. So you see the rare 4 strikeout inning. And now 7 here today. And one ball, no strikes, the count on Keo, who drove in the first run of the day for Jackson Heights with a single in the first. And now a swing and a miss here. It's one ball, one strike. Officially today, 1-for-2 with an RBI. Now Turner trying to retire the Cobras in order for the first time. And she has a good opportunity. Keo fouls one away down the right field line, so it's 1-2.
Yeah, and Turner, I mean, she's pitched the most innings this year, 50 strikeouts in the year. Not the leader in strikeouts on this team. You got the freshman Simpson, who's got over 100. But again, that's a good young combo there between those two.
High chopper. Myers at second. Fields it on a very nice hop with ease, and that is 3-up, 3-down, as Myers makes the throw to first in time to retire Keo. So a ground out, a strikeout, and a ground out. And we are halfway in, halfway home here on KNCA. McLeod leading at 8-7.
Yeah.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Layla Cochran inside the circle, continuing her day for Jackson Heights, but go to the bottom of the fourth. Bulldogs leading at 8-7. It's been a fantastic day. And not just talking about the weather. Cobras jumped out to a 7-0 lead, but the Bulldogs came back with 8 runs in that bottom of the third inning to have their first lead of the day. And Madison Turner in the top of the fourth, retiring the Cobras 1-2-3. Reese McMeans has worked a 2-0 count. And now Cochran lays one a little bit outside, and now 3 balls, no strikes with Reese McMeans, who has doubled and singled in her 2 at-bats today. And now potentially a chance to reach via the walk. And she hits this one to shallow right center field, and that baby drops in for another hit. So on 3-0, she's got the green light to make it 3-for-3 today for the sophomore number 6 hitter.
Yeah, coming off an inning with 10 hits, that momentum just keeps throwing here from McLeod, and that's exactly what they want to do.
So the 8 runs contributed thanks to 14 batters in that last inning, and although a lot of runs, a lot of hits have been put up, both teams still rocking their starting pitchers to this point. There's a good off-speed pitch to Allison Hall that has swung on and missed. Hall walked in the second, struck out in that lengthy third inning. She was actually the first out of that bottom of the third, and now she hits it right back up the middle and into center field. Boy, Cochran was about an inch away with the glove of snagging that one inside the circle. Instead, back-to-back singles, and McLeod roaring. They got 2 on and nobody out.
I'm not sure if time is starting to slow down now here or not for McLeod, but again, they are seeing these pitches really well here. But right after that turn of that third inning, it is like slow motion for them. They are hitting these perfecto.
Another freshman, Berkeley Myers, heavy swing and miss. Start her AB here. Falls behind 0-1. So you got McMeans at second, Hall at first. No outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. McLeod leading Jackson Heights, trying to add to an 8-7 lead. And Myers had a 2-run double in that 8-run third inning, and now fouls this one up on top of us and right in front of us as well. Someone going home with the game ball, as they would say. Actually, the ump goes, we actually need that back. We don't have a ton of them. But Cochran here, this is a big pitch, has Myers down 0-2. The first two batters have reached here in this bottom of the fourth for McLeod. Cochran sets and deals, and it's lifted high in the air, foul again over the fence, so we'll try it again. So you just run down the line, Crendon, of that 8-run third inning. Of course, the headline, Kenley Wolf, a 3-run homer. Myers, who's battling here, a 2-run double. Forsberg, an RBI single. Turner, a 2-run double. So just extra base hits aplenty. Multiple RBI ABs. We said it when that inning started, when they were just casually putting a runner on the first two or three. It's just keep the line moving. That is exactly what they did. Another 0-2 on the way here to Myers, and another foul off.
Yeah, one thing they did well to begin that inning is, both Turner and Coffin both had flat hits. They were just trying to get themselves on, and so that's what McLeod did well. They just focused on getting people on base and then starting to, all right, I want everybody else to come back up there, and I want them to green light themselves. We're going to start rolling with this momentum now, and that's a really nice strategy there on the first part.
Another 0-2, and this time it's a called strike 3 on the outside part of the plate. So big there for Layla Cochran to get the first out here in the fourth. The Myers battled, but ultimately down looking for out number 1. So McMean still at second, Hall at first. Here's Claire Forsberg. Number 9 hitter for the Bulldogs, 8-7 they lead here in the fourth. First pitch called strike, and it's 0-1.
At the end of the day, even though you just give up 8 runs, you're only down by 1. Jack Snyder has to continue to be in that mentality if they are in this game, and they have to stay confident, especially on the defensive side.
Forsberg, 1-for-2 today, an RBI single. And now a throw down to first, and not in time. Everybody's safe. That's probably, what, the sixth or seventh time we've seen Kauser take a stab down at first base from behind the dish.
Yeah, they're doing a well job, but, you know, sometimes you think maybe a mistake might come away from that.
Keep a Keo on her toes, and that one is that one barely foul? I think so. Well, I wasn't quite sure. That ball was hit hard down the third base line, but Melly's got a glove on it, but just in foul territory, and that's a big call. That could have been multiple runs. So it's one ball, two strikes here on Forsberg. Everybody going back to their respective spots. McNeams at second, Hall at first. One out in the inning. 8-7, McLeod leading. They were down 7-0 earlier in the game. That one high and away, ball two, so now 2-2. So Turner in the on-deck circle. Now Cochran would love a ground ball double play opportunity. Let's see what Forsberg does with 2-2. It's low and in the dirt. Ball three kicks away from Kauser, but no advance. So now three balls, two strikes.
Yeah, one thing that Cochran has really well is a good arsenal. She went for the rise ball, bat. She went for a drop ball. But she's got to control these pitches, and she's got to find them right into that zone here now on a full count. She's got to deliver something that gets that KO.
Three balls, two strikes, big pitch. Here it is from Cochran, and it's outside, ball four. The bases are loaded again. And the one person you would probably want up here, if you were McLeod, was your leadoff hitter and your most hits, most average, highest average. Big opportunity here for Madison Turner. Bases loaded, one out. Bulldogs leading 8-7 here in the fourth. And she hits this one high in the air. It's playable in left field, and it's going to be dropped. It's mishandled by Streeter. Everybody moves up, and now a second runner coming in. It's cut off. Throw at home is not in time. Now a throw to third is not in time. The throw was on time to Kauser at home. She just didn't apply the tag.
I don't know if she realized
that was the second run.
Yeah.
She might have thought that was the first run to score. So that was a bizarre play, but ultimately the Bulldogs score two, and they now lead it 10-7.
Yeah, I think that's really unfortunate because there definitely was time to apply that tag. But, yeah, again, even though Jackson Knights, again, has been kind of falling here into a little bit of a wall here, down by three, get out of this jam. Two outs to get yourselves back on the offensive side. Game's on over.
So 10-7, 10 unanswered runs, ground ball to second, throw to first, Keo gets the out. But that is a productive at-bat by Kenley Wolf as the runner comes in. Forsberg from third, another one up, and another one added. It is 11-7. Now with two outs in the inning. He'll take that all day if you are. Or correction, Coffin, beg your pardon. That was Charles C. Coffin. Now we're on Kenley Wolf. First pitch fouled away here by Wolf. So we went to the bottom of the third inning with McLeod down 7-0. They are batting with two outs and a runner at third here in the bottom of the fourth, and they lead it 11-7. Wolf is homered. She's also singled today. She has scored a run with three RBIs. One ball, one strike to count. It's been a heck of a two-inning run here for this McLeod offense. Next pitch by Cochran, a little bit low, and it's 2-1. Now, eight runs last inning, three more here. Still a chance with two outs to add. Good eye there by Wolf, watching one outside. Now three balls, one strike with Edmonds in the on-deck circle. The bottom of the fourth inning here in McLeod. Bulldogs leading it over Jackson Heights. Well, high school softball here today for you. Appreciate you hanging with us. Next pitch. Low and outside. Ball four. The inning continues for Edmonds. He's had a nice afternoon. A single and a walk. Now the runners are at the corners with two down. John Dietrich, head coach of McLeod, directing traffic down the third base line. Cochran's first pitch to Edmonds. It is low, and now a cutoff throw at second. Here's a play at the plate. It's not in time. Well, they did the old dipsy-do, try to catch that runner at third off guard. Not sure why. Madison Turner, probably the fastest on the base pass for McLeod. And it's now 12-7 on the steal home. Here's an 0-1 to Edmonds. It is low for ball one. So again, 12 unanswered runs now for the home team Bulldogs. 12-7, they lead Jackson Heights by 5 here in the bottom of the fourth. Now this is hit high and playable out to center field, coming and charging in on it. Boy, it was Shoup, kind of hesitated, but caught it about belt high, kind of an awkward catch. But the Cobras get that last out and get out of the inning. But again, it is 4 more runs added for the home team Bulldogs. And we go to the fifth here on KNZA. It's McLeod 12 and Jackson Heights 7.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at KellermanInsurance.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Gorgeous Monday afternoon here in McLeod. We got KP, Bobby in studio, Brandon Tama with you. It's been a wild one, to say the least, as we go to the top of the fifth here. Jackson Heights, they got some work to do now themselves. Once up 7-0, once up 7-0 now, KP again, they're down 12-7, 8 runs for McLeod in the third inning, adding 4 more in the fourth.
Yeah, on the defensive side, they've given up 12 unanswered runs. On the offensive side, after starting the game 3-for-3 in scoring position, they've been 0-for-4. They've been quiet there since that third inning. They had scored in 3 innings straight, getting their leadoff man on for 3 straight innings. Then Sousa in the fourth, opportunity here in the fifth.
Good pitch here by Madison Turner to Brent Shoup with a swing and a miss there. Now 1-1. So you got 4, 5, and 6 in the Cobra lineup due up this inning. Shoup, Kouser, and Mellies. And maybe Nicole Ammon. And here's a ground ball to Simpson at short. Plays it off the left hip, and everyone's going to be safe. It was hard struck. And probably go infield hit there for Brent Shoup. Give her her second hit of the afternoon. That's unofficially, but either way, that brings up Gracie Kouser.
That's clearly always kind of goes to the hitter there, depending on the hop that it takes to the shortstop and the playable position there. But regardless, great speed, great contact by Shoup. Could get something going here for the Cobras.
Big swing there by Kouser, coming up empty. Now a throw to second, kicks away, not in time. So Shoup to steal. Now that kick away allows her to go to third. So she takes second and then third. Very nicely done.
Yeah, I got to love that double take from the sprinter and Bryn Shoup. Showing that speed off now. Big opportunity to get her home.
Over Jackson Heights, now you definitely need to get Shoup home from third with nobody out. Down 5 here in the top of the fifth. McLeod leading it 12-7. It's been a wild game for sure. 12 unanswered runs for the Bulldogs. Kind of a half-heart check swing there. Pitch missing for ball number one. And Kouser had the big Jackson Heights hit in the first, a 3-run homer to cap off that 4-run inning. She also has an RBI double, so 4 of the 7 runs today off the bat of Kouser. Now takes another one away, so 2-1. Shoup at third base, nobody out. So now this one is hit high in the air, tailing down the left field line, and just drops foul. Hall made a charge at it right up against the fence, but could not secure it. So now 2-2. So again, Jackson Heights scored 4 in the first, 1 in the second, 2 more in the third. They led 7-0 at that point, but McLeod 8 on 10 hits in the third, and then 4 more in the fourth. And now adding to it, at least for Jackson Heights, that'll stop the run, an RBI extra base hit as this one finds the gap
for Cowsert. So how about Cowsert's afternoon, as she is 3-for-3, a home run, 2 doubles, and 5 RBIs.
Yeah, no,
pretty good.
She's been the senior leader here today on the offensive side, found a lot of production, and that's a huge hit to get some runs here for Jackson Heights, because again, technically, the run rule now could become in effect if, you know, McClatko scored 5 runs at the bottom of this inning. So I think for Jackson Heights, they want to start putting up some ribbies here, getting some runs to come through, get this game to a close to maybe a 2-run, 1-run spot here before getting that bottom of the fifth here, and keep this game competitive to get to that final stretch.
So Cowsert drives in her 5th run of the game, 3-for-3. It's now 12-8 McClouth, and lead it by 4. Got our first McClouth meeting inside the circle with, of course, the McClouth head coach in John Dietrich. Maybe making some changes here. Let's see. It's always a challenge. You get some shuffling, but
looks like Turner will be kept in the circle.
Okay. Well, both teams have rode their starting pitchers to this point. We'll see if Cochran comes out in the next inning for Jackson Heights. But despite all the hits, all the runs, Madison Turner still has a 4-run lead for her squad. She's back after the timeout. Here's the pitch. And it's a ground ball and pops away from the shortstop in Simpson, and everybody is safe. A little lackadaisical here by the Bulldogs in the infield, and heady base running. Cowsert comes all the way around to score to make it 12-9.
Yep, Jackson.
Okay.
Getting back to the bread and butter here, getting runners in scoring position, putting them in here now 2-for-2 in this inning. Cowsert and then Melly. You've got to just keep this line rolling here if you're the Cobras.
So Melly's with a nice knock to drive in a run. Cobra's within 3, and now we do get a pitching change, it appears, for McClouth. So the pitcher to short. Appreciate the umpire. Okay. That's the only change. Okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Just getting the so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. It's McClouth again, making a pitching change here. As it will be Chloe Simpson now inside the circle. Try to stop the Cobra bleeding here.
Yeah, I mean, you're at a point in the game from McClouth where, again, you've worked so hard to fight back from behind by 7. You take the lead, you extend it out to 12-7. Now the Cobras have brought in 2 runs. And this is a Cobra team. So far this game, apart from that 4th inning, they've been consistent. They have scored runs in every inning so far. So you'd like to try to limit the damage here. But the Cobras, no outs. With 1 on.
So Turner now playing it short. Simpson inside the circle. First pitching change here today. 12-9. Bulldogs leading Jackson Heights here in the 5th. But Jackson Heights, they've already scored 2 here in the inning. Got Melly's at first, still nobody out. Here's Nicole Ammon. First pitch by Simpson, missing for ball 1. Now she delivers a 1-0. Fastball outside. Now a throw to second. Tag applied by Turner, but not in time. It's a steal for Melly.
And bringing Simpson here, even though she's a young freshman, she's in a nice situation, a 3-run lead, bottom of the 5th. She's got 107 strikeouts on the season. I mean, this is a really
very impressive
start. Upcoming player. So, I mean, this could be easily your closer here from McLeod.
McLeod nursing a 3-run lead here in the 5th. High fastball, swing and a miss there by Ammon. And now 2 balls, 1 strike. They got Melly's at second base. Again, still nobody out in the inning. Big opportunity here for the Cobras to battle back. There's a fastball, swing and a miss. Now 2-2. So from 2-0 to 2-2, a couple of nice bounce back pitches here by Chloe Simpson, who has just taken the spot of Madison Turner. First pitching change today, despite 21 combined runs that have come in the 5th inning here. Now at off speed, it's lifted high in the air, left field. Hall plays it, and a few steps to her left, she does secure the catch for the out.
And I think McClouth has picked a perfect time in this game to substitute in what you can consider their ace pitcher, their star pitcher this season, with over 100 strikeouts from the freshman. I think this is a good turning point in the game where you can get her in there and really start shutting down Jackson Heights' offense.
Here's Sabrina Streeter, who's had a nice afternoon, an RBI, single and a run scored. And the first pitch by Simpson, a called strike.
and it's 0-1. Bulldogs 12, Cobras 9, top of the fifth here in McLeod. It has been a game of runs, no doubt about it. Next pitch, fastball, swinging a miss. And Streeter is down in the count, 0-2.
And these batters, they're trying to get adjusted here to a new pitcher. I mean, this is a strikeout pitcher. It's high velocity, quick fastballs.
And another high one that gets away, and here's a throw down to third. It's a little bit late, and on the wild pitch, Melly's up to third base. Reiser just wouldn't stop rising. Tough play for Forsberg, and still tried to get Melly's down at third base, but no success. Here's a 1-2 to Streeter. Fouls it away. Stays 1-2. So Simpson trying to limit the damage that has been done in this inning, which has been two runs for the Cobras to get to within 12-9. Mentioning already, Simpson, a great start to her high school career inside the circle. Now makes a pitch that's a ground ball to the shortstop. Turner makes a really nice play, gets the out in time, but that does allow Mellies to score to make it 12-10. So you get a ground out and an RBI by Streeter, and now the base is empty with two down.
Yeah, so I think for Jackson Heights, that's a nice productive at-bat. They've now been able to get three runs to come through in this inning, and they've lessened that gap to just two runs now.
It's a fun one, 12-10, man. Now we get Becca Ammon, the freshman, number 9 in the Cobra lineup, with two outs here in the fifth inning and nobody on. She is 0-2 with two strikeouts today. First pitch, swing and a miss. Now this game appears to be coming down the wire. We've seen a 7-0 lead squandered by Jackson Heights, 12 unanswered runs by the Bulldogs, but since then, 3 unanswered runs here by Jackson Heights. One ball, one strike. That last one missing a little up and out. Here's the pitch. Another one up and out, and it's 2-1. Well, if Ammon can do something here, it'll get us back to the top of the order for the Cobras. Layla Cochran awaiting patiently to see if she can keep the line moving. This one is hit a mile high on the infield when pushing it to the third base side. An underhand basket catch. How about that one? McMeans, the third baseman, in fair territory, navigating that with a rare underhand catch. So a good flashy way to end the inning. But Jackson Heights, they do tag 3. We go to the bottom of the fifth. A good one brewing. It's McLeod 12 and Jackson Heights 10.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good one brewing in the Big East, or I should say Northeast Kansas League. Beg your pardon, we were talking about something earlier. But nonetheless, Jackson Heights and McLeod softball today. We are in McLeod. Bulldogs 12, Cobras 10. Layla Cochran back inside the circle here for Jackson Heights. And in the home fifth, starting things out, Chloe Simpson, the freshman, just took over for Addison Turner inside the circle for the Bulldogs. And now batting here to begin the bottom of the fifth. Her team leading by 2. And it's going to be a 1-1 start here to this count. As again, Cochran still working, trying to keep her team within that two-run distance. But Simpson today 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Pitch by Cochran, the 1-1 gets away from her, way outside. Just a bit outside. Tried the corner and missed. See what I did there?
Try not to.
I'm referencing a movie, but okay. Good to know you are well-versed on so many things. Two balls, one strike here on Simpson. McMeans and Hall also due up in this inning for the 24-25 2-1-A champs, the McLeod Bulldogs. Good swing here. Fouling it straight back is Simpson. Now two balls, two strikes. Well, of course, Oski, the defending champs. I should say 23-24 champs for McLeod. 25 champs for Oskaloosa. McLeod, of course, 11-5 right now. There's a good off-speed pitch. Swing and a miss. And down goes Simpson. Good start for Cochran here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Yeah, and Cochran just has to keep that confidence up here from the inner circle. Their team immediately comes in, you know, gives them some love there, gives a couple of high fives. Again, that's the kind of energy that Jack Knights needs right now. They just need to start continuously build that confidence, especially for Cochran in that circle. Now she's going to, again, kind of pitch out a gem here these next potential three innings.
That's seven strikeouts for Cochran, and boy, on a line drive, it was absolutely laced off the bat of McMeans, but right to Bacon, it's short. Got a shoulder-high line drive catch, and in the blink of an eye, two up and two down.
Yeah, it pays off being a four-sport athlete there from Bacon. Just great reaction time, quick snag at the glove, and that retires an easy two.
The Simpson strikes out, McMeans lines out. Here's Allison Hall. And first pitch swinging, and a pop-up to the shortstop in Bacon. So she records.
Sizzling.
Well, the first one there was on an absolute frozen rope. That one was quite lobbed in the air. So either way, a strikeout, a line out, and a pop out. And Cochran retires the Bulldogs. She had to do it here in the bottom of the fifth. 12-10 is our score. We go to that top of the sixth inning right after this here on KNCA.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
The Pines of Houlton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Houlton family. At the Pines of Houlton, it's our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northeast Kansas League softball here today. Just glad to be a part of your Monday afternoon. If you're not out supporting your team, I hope you're just out doing something, man.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful day. McLeod rallies or has rallied from a large deficit. Jackson Heights jumped out to a 7-0 lead. And then 12 unanswered runs by McLeod. Jackson Heights has chipped away a touch. Ultimately, we go to the sixth. Top of the sixth, Chloe Simpson back to work for the Bulldogs inside the circle, but the Bulldogs leading it 12-10 with two innings to go. And top of the order here, first pitch to Layla Cochran, a little bit in the dirt for ball one.
This is the first time Cochran has seen Simpson. We mentioned that Simpson came into the order, or into the circle there, that last defensive change.
Fourth at bat today for Cochran. She's 2-for-3, couple of singles and an RBI, and she whiffs off at this one to make it 1-1. A single in the first, RBI single in the second, and then back in the fourth. The only time Jackson Heights has been retired in order, she flew out to left. Here is the 1-1 by the impressive freshman in Chloe Simpson. Again, inside the circle, her numbers very good at this point. But came in on relief for Turner, who got the start today, but was able to pitch into the fifth inning. Now the 2-1. Fouled off left side, out of play, and into the wooded shed. That should count for something.
I'm a real big fan of Simpson's windup, her approach here before the pitch. She gets down real low, and then she gets back up. Riding in that windup helps her build up some velocity. She is going to be definitely a young rising star here as a freshman.
Here's a 2-2, missing high and away. 3-2. So, again, we got a two-run game in the top of the sixth. The big pitch coming up, because this is the top of the order for Jackson Heights. If you can get Cochran on, potentially bring that tying run to the plate with Maddie Bacon. Here's a 3-2. Low and outside, ball four. Great at bat for Layla Cochran. And she will lead off this inning with a walk, and that does bring up Maddie Bacon, who has scored a run today, reached on a fielder's choice. Outside of that, a ground out to third and a strikeout swinging.
Yeah, and right now the tying run of this game, so
12-10, McClouth, it's been fun. Top of the sixth inning. First pitch, fastball called strike knee high, and it's 0-1. They got Natalie Keough also due up this inning in the on-deck circle, potentially Brent Shoup after that. Barring a potential double play with a runner at first and nobody out. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. And quickly 0-2.
Yeah, one thing you cannot do against this freshman is get behind on their pitch. I mentioned it. They got good velocity. They are delivering some nice fastballs here. If they can get some control under it, they find a nice frame.
And a swing and a miss to 2-2. And now caught in a pickle. Edmonds gets it down to second. Tag not applied, or it was, but just a touch late. So nearly doubled up there, but Cochran at least getting up to second base. Bacon goes down swinging for the first out here in the sixth. For the second time, Bacon has struck out today. First out here in the top of the sixth. Here's Natalie Keough. 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the first. 12-10, McClouth by 2 here in the sixth. First pitch low and in the dirt, gets away, throw down to third, not in time. And Cochran again, heady on the base pass. And even an out could make this a one-run game. Now Keough jumps in front, one ball, no strikes. We're in the top of the sixth here today. Ooh, a little chin music up and in. Keough, little smile, and Nestles out of the way to make it two balls, no strikes. Getting some fan love behind us. Saying that's what the helmet is for.
still doesn't feel good.
2-0 is a little bit upstairs. Now three balls, no strikes.
Nice job being plate disciplined here for Keough. Big power hitter here in the order in the third spot. But her bat over the shoulders.
I'd say Keough probably lets this one go by. She does. It's upstairs. Or no, I spoke too soon. It's called strike. That's my fault.
Out there.
It was just kind of a little slow of emotion from the umpire. I wasn't sure. But now three balls, one strike here on Keough. Runner at third, and this one is going to be fouled away behind us. Oof, that was close. That was close to somebody.
That's one thing, you know, I'll say one thing I love about this field is having the baseball and softball field right next to each other, but I'll tell you what, that is dangerous how close they are.
A little bit of an odd.
I have a baseball or a softball coming in hitting somebody else.
Well, we'll be at Valley Falls on Thursday, and it is kind of the same way with a little more distance, and that one is high and away on 3-2, and it's ball 4.
I think that was an easy one to recognize there.
So the potential go-ahead run is coming up with Brent Shoup. At the corners, one out, top of the sixth, Cobras trailing 12-10.
And she's reached all three times.
Reached via an error. She has singled twice, stolen a couple bases, has scored three runs. Takes a good swing there, missing everything, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, she's choked up in the top left corner of the box, really using that upper space, getting real close, shortening that distance to the pitcher, which is kind of surprising with how fast those pitches are coming.
One swing could reverse what is currently a Bulldogs lead if Shoup can get a hold of one. Next one high and away, and it's one ball, one strike. Now, we've talked about it. It's been a game of runs. 7-0 start for Jackson Heights, and two innings later it was 12-8 or 12-7 Bulldogs, and now right now we sit 12-10. Another fastball missing high and away, and Keough takes second base quite comfortably without a throw. So a base hit could tie the game. You find a gap here, Brent Shoup, and she has the count in her favor at 2-1.
Well, runs are the name of the game right here. You got an opportunity with two.
Runners at third and second, both in scoring position. Here's a 2-1, and it's in there for a called strike. So Shoup evened up, 2-2. Top of the sixth inning here in McClouth today.
She's a senior leader. She's been in this program since the very start of it, so this is a big opportunity.
Big opportunity. Simpson's 2-2. High fastball, swing and a miss. Down goes Shoup. Big strikeout for out number two. That is the second strikeout for Chloe Simpson in relief. And now it's up to Kalsert, who's had a big day. And you want anybody up right now. It's been Kalsert's day for Jackson Heights.
Absolutely. The five ribbies mixed with the
two extra base hits, doubles, and then the home run shot in the first.
Three-run homer in the first, and then back-to-back RBI doubles. They might intentionally walk her. They do. Wow.
Yeah.
Smart play by John Dietrich, head coach for McLeod. Probably just listening to us rattle off what she's done today. And I'm like, you know what? We'll take our chances with Jennifer Melly.
Yeah, and
the bases are now loaded. A rare intentional walk.
And today, she's just 1-for-3, a ground out, a strikeout, and a single. But her single from the last time she was up, so see if maybe she's built some of that confidence on. A little younger, but yeah, we'll see what she can do.
Jennifer Melly's the big spot here in the sixth inning for Jackson Heights. Bases loaded, two outs. They trail McLeod by two. First pitch by Simpson, a swing and a miss. Bouncing away. Here's a play at the plate. The tag is in time. Forsberg's going to end the inning. Cochran thought she was maybe going to catch Forsberg off guard. The ball got away just a touch, not very far, but it was on Forsberg who secured it, applied the tag, and that ends the inning. So we go to the bottom of the sixth, still 12-10. Having some fun here. It's high school softball on KNZA.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Smell that? Spring is officially in the air. Cleaning out winter clutter? Let's tidy up that checking account.
Ready to grow your savings? We'll help you plant the right plan.
Big spring projects?
We've got friendly advice and simple solutions to help them bloom.
Because here, you're more than just an account number.
You're our neighbor.
Spring into friendly banking today.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
An opportunity here for the home team, McLeod Bulldogs, to add a little insurance to their two-run lead. We've got KP, BT, we got Bobby in studio. So McLeod leading this game 12-10 over Jackson Heights. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Cobras had an opportunity with the bases loaded and two outs just a moment ago, but a tag out at home with Cochran trying to steal as the ball got away from Forsberg, but she made the tag to end the inning. So the Cobras coming up empty, still trail by two. The Cochran will face Berkeley Myers here to start the home six, and the first pitch is in the dirt for ball one.
Yeah, that was a good inning there for Jack Knight's chance to really get some runs to 4-on-3. I mean, he had the bases low. I know it was a two-out scenario, but, again, I think you third base, maybe give a little more trust there to your team at home plate, but again, still, Jackson Heights right in this game, only down by two.
The 1-0 is high and outside here to Berkeley Myers. Two balls, no strikes, and Layla Cochran, she has pitched the entire game to this point. Myers today, a pop out to short, two-run double she had in that eight-run third inning, and she has also struck out as well. So officially 1-for-3, a double, two RBIs, and a run scored. Here's the 2-0. Called strike, and now two balls, one strike. Good spot on the outside part of the plate there from Cochran.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier in this game, Cochran, she's got a nice arsenal with her pitches. It's just about, you know, being able to manipulate them inside that frame and being able to get them around the batter.
2-1 in the dirt. Now three balls, one strike. Now insurance, now the name of the game here on the home six for the Bulldogs. Have a chance to get that lead run on. Here's a 3-1. Off speed, outer edge, called strike. Another good pitch there by Cochran. And Myers, three balls, two strikes to begin this bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, and you're at the bottom of the order here against McLeod, the 8 and the 9, before they go back up to the top. So this is a big out here.
3-2, it's outside, ball four. Good at bat by number 8 in the order, Berkeley Myers. And Myers, for a second time at 4 at bats, will reach. That'll bring up number 9, another freshman in Claire Forsberg, who made that sensational play to end that last half inning with the runner out at home. Now Coach Dietrich might be applying a courtesy runner here for McLeod and Myers. It'll be Evie Chowning who will courtesy run over at first base for Myers. Myers draws the walk. And Chowning will be the runner at first base with nobody out for Forsberg.
Let's give a shout-out here to the home plate ump. He's done a great job. He's done a great job of giving us all the info.
We appreciate it. And no doubt, first pitch by Cochran to the lefty in Forsberg is a little bit outside for ball one. One impressive part, and I think we've touched up on it before, the fact the amount of left-handed batters that this Bulldogs lineup has. Just compared to anybody else, just having a couple as this one is, boy, barely foul. Well, that could have been a trouble for Jackson Heights, but just a long strike for Forsberg. Everybody going back. Still the courtesy runner Chowning at first. No outs here in the bottom of the sixth. McLeod trying to add to a 12-10 lead, but just going back to that thought, just the amount of lefties. I mean, we see a lot of teams that you're lucky to have one, maybe two.
Yeah.
McLeod goes bang, bang, bang at the top, and then you've got a couple of lefties at the bottom of the lineup as well. Next pitch missing outside for ball two. Forsberg showed bunt and then pulled back smartly.
Yeah, when you're going against a lot, most of the time, right-handed pitchers, you get a really good advantage. And I feel like once McLeod started to hit, you know, I think that ability to have a lot of left-handed hitters has really been helpful in this game.
Another bunt shown, pulled back, and another throw from Kouser down to Keough, not in time. Chowning back in safely, the courtesy runner. Der Myers led off the inning with a good at-bat and a walk. 12-10 McLeod, bottom of the sixth inning.
I think if you're Jackson Heights here, you definitely want to try to pull this up a play.
3-1 is hit, foul, left, barely down that third base line. Well, just like Myers in the first at-bat of this inning, Forsberg battling to a 3-2 count. And all 12 of the McLeod runs scored in the third and fourth inning. 8 in the third and 4 more in the fourth. Now this is hit well out to the gap in right center, and that one is going to drop in for an extra base hit. Throw is cut off. They will hold Chowning, the courtesy runner, at third. And how about number 9 in the order, Forsberg, with her second hit. This one is a double, and the Bulldogs have second and third with nobody out.
Well, the bottom of the order did what they needed to do. Got themselves on base with a walk from Meyer. Forsberg put down a double. Now you reset the order to the top with no outs. This is a perfect scenario for McLeod to add some insurance.
Now, Turner, this is going to be her fifth at bat today. She has gone single, 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 and then reached on an error. She has driven in 2 runs. She has scored twice. Well above a 500 average coming in, and that average only soaring up with what she has done here today. First pitch missing, ball one. But again, a huge spot here for the Bulldogs because certainly, at worst, you're going to be up by 2 going into that seventh inning, but a really good chance to add. And then Turner slaps it, diving catch out in center field, comes up empty for Shoup, and everybody is safe. Now, Shoup made a great effort on that low sinking liner out in the shallow center. It's going to be a base hit and an RBI, and now a 3-run lead for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Shoup's an incredible athlete, but unfortunately, that is going to be a hard play to make for even some of the top players in the state. So again, that was an incredible hit that just fell on a nice, beautiful liner.
So still nobody out. It's now a 13-10 McLeod lead. Turner takes off for second base. They're going to cut off the throw, and everyone's going to be safe against Smarts for Forsberg to hold up at third. So another stolen base for this Bulldogs aggressive lineup here, and Basic could make it a 5-run lead potentially. Next pitch low and outside. Charles E. Coffin, of course, certainly has been playing over the last few years, been a part of those back-to-back state tournament championships in 23 and 24. Now trying to lead this young lineup. There's Kouser throwing down to third this time, and it might have hit off the back of the helmet of the runner in Forsberg, and she's going to be safe. But Coffin has worked now a 3-0 count. Cochran just trying to find the zone here. You got Wolf in the on-deck circle. 13-10 Bulldogs here batting, trying to add in the home six. That 3-0 is right down the middle for strike one.
Yeah, Koff right there showing a slap, so looking to maybe potentially get those runners in on that second and third with a bunt.
Still think Coffin probably has the green light here. And she does slap one. Slow roller left side, fielded by Bacon. Long throw, not in time. And now a throw back to third, not in time. Everyone's safe. An infield hits, another RBI. And it's 14-10 McLeod, still nobody out, runners at the corners.
Yeah, perfect play there on that slap hit from Coffin down that left
line kind of towards the shortstop. And that is what McLeod has relied here in their top of the order. Both Turner and Coffin have been, you know, the slap hitters for McLeod, and they've done their job. They've gotten themselves on base, and doing so, they've also turned a couple of RBIs out of it, too.
Well, here's Kenley Wolf. Again, she has had a very nice day, which included a three-run homer back in the third inning. She's also singled and walked, and she takes one outside the zone here to make it one ball, no strikes. Both teams today have hit three-run homers. Couser for Jackson Heights early in the game, and then Wolf in that third inning, and now she rolls it right back to the circle. Cochran makes the play. Now a throw home. Tag not applied. A near double play, but a ground out turns into another run, and a productive at bat for Wolf, now with four RBIs in the game, and it's now a five-run McLeod lead.
It's all about insurance right now. Bottom of the sixth here. You won't have to bat at all in the bottom of the seventh as long as you can maintain that lead. But
well, you so finally far. Get the first out into yep. Jackson Heights, but again, not before. Bulldogs add three runs. Lead is five, one out, runner at third. First pitch to Taylor Edmonds, a little bit low and outside for ball one. Edmonds, four at bats, now five with this one. She has a single and a walk. So one for three officially on the card with a run scored, and now a big swing coming up empty there. Good off-speed pitch there by Cochran. Now one ball, one strike.
I think it's fair to also remind people that at one point this was a 7-0 game for Jackson Heights.
Correct.
This has been a big turnaround.
And it was 7-0 Cobras going into the bottom of the third. And when we got done with that half inning, it was 8-7 McLeod. And since then, McLeod, they have held on to the lead. And now adding some key insurance here in the bottom of the sixth. The score being 15-10. Here's a 2-1 to Edmonds, and a little dribbler right to Keogh at first. She'll touch first base to get the out, but again, that little slow roller brings in the runner in from third. So a 6-run lead now with two outs, and the base is empty for Chloe Simpson.
Yeah, McLeod did just what they wanted to do. Back-to-back sacrifice grounders. That's just what they wanted. Get that insurance up. That's all they were looking for here in this inning.
Now this one is hit to shallow left field, and it drops in for a two-out single. So the inning continues for Reese McMeans. McMeans has made a couple of nice plays defensively, but offensively today, a double, a single, three for four, two runs scored. Now she hits this one straight back up the way to center field, but playing it well with Schutz. Didn't have to move much. She'll make the catch to retire the side. But four key insurance runs in the bottom of the sixth inning for McLeod. Jackson Heights, they got work to do. We go to the seventh inning. Bulldogs 16 and the Cobras 10.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball wrapping up potentially here. We go to the seventh inning here in McLeod. Bulldogs over Jackson Heights, 16-10. Chloe Simpson trying to shut the door on a heck of a rally victory this would be for McLeod here at home. Once down 7-0, 2.5 innings in. Now a 6-run lead with Jackson Heights coming up here against Simpson. First pitch to Jennifer Mellies is high and away for ball one. So Mellies, Ammon, and Streeter, two up in this inning for Jackson Heights. And, KP, a lot of work to do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They're going to have to break open the faucet here and get some runs piling in. You're going to have to get six to tie it to go to force this to at least be a bottom seventh inning, but want a bigger opportunity. You got to score more.
Ellie's had an RBI single in her last at-bat. Takes the 2-0 outside. And Simpson here has missed all three in this at-bat off the outside part of the plate. Now, it's been a wild afternoon. Thursday, we'll have a really good baseball game for you again. I know there is potential for some weather maybe around that time, so hopefully we'll hold it off and maybe get an opportunity for Thursday. 3-0 has swung out and missed, so now 3-1 here on Nellie's. But Jeff West at Valley Falls, the scheduled broadcast for baseball coming up on Thursday. Two very good top 10 teams in the state. And a 3-1, another swing and a miss. Blew it by with the fastball, so Nellie's once ahead 3-0, now has to fight at 3-2 here to begin the top of the seventh.
That's definitely awesome how many top teams we have from the Northeast Kansas League in both softball and baseball to represent our coverage area.
Here's a 3-2. In there! Called strike three. So Simpson comes back strong after falling behind 3-0 and gets the key important out number one here in the top of the seventh. That'll bring up Nicole Ammon. Base is empty, one out here in the seventh. McLeod 16, Jackson Heights 10. Jackson Heights had a four-game winning streak coming into this one today after an 0-6 start to the season.
It's also impressive. Simpson's 110th strikeout of the year as just a young freshman.
So he's still got, what, 2-3 weeks left in just the regular season. Well, even though McLeod, again, it's not quite as dominant, you still see an 11-5 record, which is still very good. We haven't really talked about it much. I mean, you look at the standings, it's Riverside and Oskaloosa right now, clear in front pretty much of everybody else in the league. There's a good pitch, swing and a miss there. And now 2-1 here on Ammon. Cobras running out of time. One out here in the seventh inning. They trail by six. But we mentioned we may end up doing Oskaloosa-Riverside softball here in about 10 days. We'll kind of look at how some things transpire, but that could ultimately be a deciding factor for a league championship here in a week and a half.
Yeah, I'd definitely love to see that game. Two teams balanced very tough.
2-2. Now the count on Nicole Ammon, and she hacks away at this one and caught a piece to stay alive at 2-2.
And Ammon's, all she's got to do here is just battle. She's got to battle through this. She's got to get herself on base somehow, some way. I mean, that's going to be the motto for every batter who comes up here on out. Jackson Heights, they have six runs to fill up here inside this game.
Simpson sets, goes low, comes high, fires it through, blew it by, another called strike number three. So back-to-back Ks for Simpson. She has struck out four in relief, three of the last four she has seen, and now the Cobras down six, up with their final outs with Sabrina Streeter.
Yeah, she has no runs charged to her name at any point in this game, so she is held down the anchor here for McLeod.
And a swing and a miss there by Streeter, falling behind at 0-1. Streeter today in number eight spot in the order. She has two RBIs, also a single and a run scored. Well, McLeod one out away from securing a victory. Here's the pitch, another swing and a miss. 0-2 the count on Streeter, chance to strike out the side.
Yeah, here's a chance for the freshman to put a bow on this game.
It'd be a heck of a rally secured. Bulldogs 2.5 innings in. We're down 7-0, but lead at 16-10. Here's the 0-2, and it's a little bit high. Try at least one more pitch. Now 1-2. Thought about reaching up trying to grab that one, but the net was in the way.
There's a couple you could have probably
tried
today.
I try to contribute to the team effort. The 1-2, potential ender. In there, strike three, caught it on the outer edge. What a way to end it as Chloe Simpson strikes out the side in the seventh, and the McLeod Bulldogs getting a win here today over Jackson Heights. Final score is 16-10. We'll take a break. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mark Starr at GM Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final thoughts here today. Our softball broadcast coming to a close. We saw a great game today here in McLeod. Bulldogs rally. They beat Jackson Heights. Final score 16-10. We got Bobby in studio a few more minutes. KPBT with you. Well, 2.5 innings in, man. You look up. Jackson Heights with a 7-0 lead early. But McLeod came back 8 runs on 10 hits in the third. Add 4 more in the fourth. Take the lead and ultimately add some key insurance runs. 4 more runs. 3 hits in the sixth, and they win it here today to get their 12th win on the season.
Yeah, this game definitely started, you know, one side of Jackson Heights started off, the, you know, into those first few innings, 3 or 4 runs scoring position, McLeod 0 for 4. Really, it came down to situational hitting, discipline at the plate. You know, defense was looking really strong for Jackson Heights at one point, and, you know, McLeod, they had a couple bobbles from that infield. But by the halfway point in the game, you really saw a big shift in this contest where Jackson Heights started to, you know, not have such great situational hitting. And then on the side from McLeod, I mean, they rattled off at one point. We mentioned it. I mean, they had that 6 straight hits in that one inning, and then really were able to pile on with 10 total hits in that inning, and then 17 to finish the game. They finished the game also 7 of 18 with runners in scoring position. But again, you know, even though there was a lot of outs in those positions, those outs still produced runs. They were very efficient with those at-bats, you know, at, going into that third inning and then past that third inning. And that was a big thing for this game. You know, McLeod, their strategy was good today. What I really liked was how they utilized Madison Turner and Charles C. Copson at the top of the order. They used them as slap hitters, got them on base. Sometimes that turned the ribbies. Most of the time, it got the inning going. It got the momentum going. And that's what really turned things around for McLeod is that strategy by the coach and that being able to turn into momentum for the team.
Hey, Mitch, Madison Turner again. She started inside the circle, but 5 at-bats here today, reached in all 5 at-bats, 4 hits, including a double, 3 singles. She had 3 RBIs, 3 runs scored. Kinley Wolf had that big 3-run home run, cleared the fence in the third inning. Of course, kind of charging out to that 8-run, 10-hit effort in that third inning for McLeod. Taylor Edmonds, of course, an RBI, reaching twice and a run scored. Everybody producing, really, for both teams. I mean, everybody had at least some kind of key contributing factor to a run, whether it was McLeod or Jackson Heights, because we saw a lot of runs today, 26 total, and a lot of hits as well. But, again, this McLeod team, some say it's kind of rebuilding, you know, when you look at what they've lost in that senior class from last year, headlined by Danny Lee, who's doing great stuff, of course, at the next level up at Liberty. But this is a 12-5 team right now. It doesn't appear that they're going to win the league this year. It's Oskaloosa and Riverside's right now. They got a clear-cut advantage with the top two there. So barring anything absolutely crazy, you're going to probably see the run of league championships. least come to a halt this year for McLeod, but all the freshmen, all the sophomores, they're not going anywhere. This is going to be a really tough team once we get to regionals here in a few weeks. Jackson Heights, again, they've only had this program for a few years now. You know, they had four straight wins coming in. It's a very good league softball-wise in the Northeast Kansas League. So we know Jackson Heights is going to be fine, very good athletes, but Riverside's been very good. Oskaloosa, the defending champs, and then McLeod. Those have been kind of the clear-cut top three teams, at least to this point, and certainly should be able to make some noise in a few weeks.
Yeah, I think there's one fair thing to say about this McLeod team this year. It's still the, you know, two C's here, commitment and culture, and that is what has stayed developing. You know, despite not being league champs this year, they still have that run to, again, still make that postseason run. You still got that great senior in Kaufman. But when you go back to a couple of years, you know, every time we've kind of been around here and we've kind of heard some things from McLeod, you know, it's always been, well, you should see the upcoming class. You should see the upcoming class.
Right.
And those are the things you love to hear. You love to hear that those eighth graders, third graders are involved in club softball and that culture is not just here at a high school varsity level, but it's trickled down the ladder. And that is how you build these programs. And it's why this is a program that will stick around for more and more years. And really got to credit the head coach here, this team. But also, you know, you got to look at the families and the community around here. This is something that they involve themselves in very deeply. So, you know, this is a great group of freshmen, sophomores. But then you got to look, okay, what's next year's group going to look like? Next year's group going to look like? And this is going to be a thing that consistently stays stacked. But I'll tell you what, from what I've seen today in this young group, it's going to be a group that's going to continue to kind of rough out those rough edges throughout this particular season, especially Simpson's got 110 strikeouts
already.
She's going to be the new Danny Lee inside that circle hitting, kind of maybe a different story there, but at least you're going to have a solid pitcher, and they're going to start finding some players like Madison Turner, who can be your top leader in the order, who's also a pitcher for your team. So, again, you know, you may not have your Danny Lee D1 athlete, but you have people who could probably, you know, still be in that department.
Culture is strong, no doubt, and a heck of a rally here today for the Bulldogs. Down 7-0 going into the bottom of the third. They scored 8 runs in that inning and never looked back as they defeat Jackson Heights here today by a final score of 16-10. Well, 12 wins now, 5 losses on the year for the Bulldogs. They go to 7-4 in Northeast Kansas League play. Loss for Jackson Heights ends a brief 4-game winning streak. Cobras now 4-7. They drop to 4-5. In league play. Final numbers here today. McLeod, 16 runs, 17 hits, 1 error. They left 9 on base for Jackson Heights in the loss. 10 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They left 4 on base. Game time today, 1 hour and 50 minutes. For Bobby, KP, I'm BT. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you Thursday. Hopefully the rain stays away. Jeff West, Alley Falls Baseball, that is on tap for Thursday. Pray for the weather to hold off, so we can have that good one for you on a Thursday afternoon. Until then, again, thanks to Bobby, Crendon, Brandon. We'll talk to you Thursday. Thanks for listening to High School Softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.